Thank you for listening. We hope you enjoy this message from The Well.
Today, I'll be giving a message. It's from Ruth, verses 8 to 17, and I've entitled it, Love. How far are you willing to go? And I would just like to invite my wife to come and read the scripture for us. So, well, give a big hand for Cecilia.
Good morning, can you hear me? So I'm reading from the Amplified Version. But Naomi said to her two daughters-in-law, "Go back, each of you return to your mother's house. May the Lord show kindness to you as you have shown kindness to the dead and to me. May the Lord grant you rest, each one in the home of her husband." Then she kissed them goodbye, and they wept aloud. And they said to her, "No, we will go with you to your people in Judah." But Naomi said, "Go back, my daughters. Why should you go with me? Do I still have sons in my womb that I may become your husbands, Go back, my daughters. Go, for I am too old to have a husband. If I said I have hope, and if I actually had a husband tonight, and even give birth to sons, would you wait until they were grown? Would you go without marrying? No, my daughters, for it is much more difficult for me than for you, because the Lord's hand has gone against me." Then they wept aloud, and Orpah kissed her mother-in-law goodbye, but Ruth clung to her. Then Naomi said, "Look, your sister-in-law has gone back to her people and to her gods. Turn back and follow your sister-in-law." But Ruth said, "Do not urge me to leave you or to turn back from following you. For where you go, I will go, and where you lodge, I will lodge. Your people will be my people, and your God my God. Where you die, and there I will be buried. May the Lord do the same to me as he has done to you, and more also, if anything but death separates me from you."
Thank you, sir. So as I said, love. How far are you willing to go? Putting others before ourselves. Naomi loved her daughters-in-law and considered their security. Both her daughters-in-laws are widows, like Naomi. But because they are both childless to their deceased husbands, under levirate marriage, they can remain with their deceased husband's family, or they could go back to their mother's house. Now, if they return to their mother's house, they'll have the opportunity to find a husband from their own people. And they would have that security that comes from having a husband. Naomi tells them, "Go, return to your mother's house." Naomi wasn't thinking about herself or her needs. She was thinking about her daughter-in-law's. Naomi knows the Lord God of Israel, his character and his nature. In Exodus 34 and verse 6, it says, "And the Lord passed before him and proclaimed, 'The Lord, the Lord God, merciful and gracious, long-suffering and abounding, in goodness and truth.'" So, you see, the Bible describes God as compassionate, gracious, slow to anger, and overflowing in loyal love and faithfulness. Loyal love in Hebrew is a word, chesed, which, according to Bible Project, is a word hard to translate into any other language. The reason being is that it combines the ideas of love, generosity, and enduring commitment. Basically, chesed illustrates an act of keeping a promise with sincere loyalty, motivated by deep personal care. Naomi also blessed her two daughters-in-law with the words, "The Lord deal kindly with you as you have dealt with your husbands and with me." Naomi knows God's character. She knows he is dependable. So she hopes that the Lord's covenantal love will extend to her daughters-in-law, who was not even Jewish. Naomi could have said nothing. She could have allowed her daughters to follow her back to Bethlehem, Judah. Naomi's an old woman. She hasn't got a husband. No sons. She has no security for her daughters-in-law. But on the other hand, her daughters-in-law, they're still young. If she allowed them to come with her, they would be able to continue to care for and look after her in Bethlehem, Judah. But no, she was putting her daughters before herself. Both Orpah and Ruth loved Naomi. They dealt kindly with their deceased husbands and with Naomi. Both are willing to follow Naomi. Both are willing to leave their families and homeland. Both wept and said they will go with her to her people. Naomi then repeats again, "Turn back, my daughters." She gets firm with her questions to her daughters-in-law. She becomes forthright. She tells them the reality. She tells them the truth. "Why will you go with me?" I imagine there would have been a pause, and I just could picture Naomi saying, "Think about my question. Why will you go with me?" And then another question comes. Are there still sons in my womb that they may be your husband? Under levirate laws, well, levirate marriage, I should say, if a woman died, if a man, if her husband died without leaving a son, the woman's a widow with no son, no child, then the husband's brother, if he has one, would take her as his wife. And the first child of that marriage would carry on the name, the lineage of her deceased husband. Are there still sons in my womb that they may be your husbands? Ponder on that question. Turn back, my daughters. Go. You see, Naomi is too old to have a husband, which she tells them. But I like how she gives an alternate possibility, a what if of having a husband and bearing sons. The questions to her daughters-in-law comes again. Would you wait for them till they are of age? Ponder. Think really hard now. Would you keep yourselves from having husbands? She answers the question for them. No, my daughters. Naomi's more concerned about her daughters-in-law than herself. What is your limit? How far are you prepared to go? Orpah loved Naomi, but not enough to leave her family, her country, and her gods. At least if she returned, she would go back to what she knew, to what she was accustomed to. But Orpah, this was the easier thing to do. Going with Naomi would mean the unknown for her. Will she find a husband from the men of Judah? They might be hostile towards her because she was a Moabite woman. Orpah's love for Naomi was phileo love. There was a gentleness, kindness, and affection for her, but not enough to leave all what she knew behind. Her love was not unconditional. See, her love for Naomi was similar to that of David and Jonathan, as we read in 1 Samuel chapter 8, verses 1 to 3. Philia describes the kind of love most Christians have for each other in the Bible. It describes the kind of bond seen in love, long-standing friendships. It is derived from the Greek term philos, meaning beloved, dear, loved intimately, a friend dearly held in close bond of affection. Scripture uses this term to refer to most general types of love, which includes love for fellow humans, care, respect, and compassion. In Christianity, brotherly love unites believers. So, Orpah kissed Naomi and returned to her people and to her gods. I would assume she was torn between going to Bethlehem with Naomi and leaving her family and all that she knew behind. In the end, she realized she could not commit herself to going with Naomi back to Bethlehem, Judah, to her people and to her God. There is no limit going all the way. Ruth clung to Naomi. Her love for Naomi is different to that of Orpah. Ruth expresses her commitment. Where you go, I will go. And where you lodge, I will lodge. Ruth is loyal. Ruth is steadfast in her affection and allegiance to Naomi. Ruth is so faithful to Naomi. And we see her belief and conversion by the Lord in verse 17. Where you die, I will die, and there will I be buried. The Lord do so to me, and more also, if anything but death parts you and me. She uses God's Hebrew name, the Lord, Yahweh. She submits to and acknowledges his supreme authority. May the Lord do the same to me as he has done to you, and more also, if anything but death separates me from you. Despite all that happened to Naomi, her life and example impacted on Ruth. I believe she was totally open about the relationship she had with God to Ruth. And so Ruth was able to witness at first hand the real, honest, undiluted relationship Naomi had with God. Even if she was low, lacking in faith, questioning God, "Why, Lord?" I have no husband, and even my sons are taken. I am grieved. I am bitter. Why did you allow this to happen? Some of us today, we hide parts of the relationship we have with God from our families, from our friends, and also even our brothers and sisters in Christ. We keep it to ourselves, our doubts, our disappointments, and our pain. Ruth saw everything of Naomi's relationship with God. Nothing was hidden. And yet, Ruth makes that decision to commit to the Lord. See, that really reminds me of someone I love very deeply. About two weeks ago, my wife was up here for the God story, and she shared her testimony. It was real, it was honest, it was undiluted. The relationship she has with God, she shared it with everyone here. What touched me was, she said she was coming to church and she was smiling, but she didn't want to be here. Very few people knew what she was going through. But she finished with a declaration of endurance and commitment. I will keep standing, she said. My wife is totally open with her relationship with God. And I wish I could be a lot more like that. Sometimes certain things I don't even express to my wife as I should. She's so open and honest. And she knows how much God loves her and how faithful and dependable he is to her. So Ruth commits herself to the Lord. Your God will be my God. Ruth's expression of love goes beyond her sister-in-law. Her love closely reflects agape love. It is an unconditional love. Agape, it says, the highest form of love in the Bible. It refers to incomparable, immeasurable love of God for humanity. It is God's unconditional, sacrificial, and perfect love. So, in closing, the your heart's open. How do we measure up? Just think and ponder. Are you kind? Are you patient? Are you boastful? How about rude? Are you irritable? Do you keep records of being wronged? Just think, what is the Lord saying to you? What is he saying to your heart? About 2-3 years ago, I got into a situation with another motorist. He was nudging my car from behind while we was driving. So I stopped and I came out of my car to approach this motorist to find out what he was doing. He turned his car directly, aimed for me, and he drove straight into me and drove off. My shins were bruised. My daughter Shania was in the car, she was crying. I was in a bit of shock, I couldn't believe that someone would do that. I went to the police station, I reported the incident. And then about 2 weeks later, I received a letter. And they said no further action would be taken. Well, I was angry. I was saying, Lord, how come they haven't arrested this man? Why has he got away with this? And I think the Lord was telling me that the way my heart was going, it was like, I want to see the justice so that I could rejoice in his downfall. And God said, no, that's not how you should be thinking. Pray for forgiveness. Pray for my mercy, my grace to extend to that person. Are you still pondering and thinking about those words I've just mentioned? Kind, patient, boastful, rude, irritable, keeping record of being wrong. 1 Corinthians chapter 13. 4-7, everyone knows this. Love is patient and kind. Love is not jealous or boastful or proud or rude. It does not demand its own way. It's not irritable. It keeps no record of being wronged. It does not rejoice about injustice, but rejoices whenever the truth wins out. Love never gives up, loses faith, is always hopeful, and endures through every circumstance. I believe that God is just speaking to us, and he wants us to be honest about how we feel to ourselves and to him. God wants us to love as he loves. Not only to our families, but to our brothers and sisters in Christ. And even when we're out there in the world, he wants us to show love. Be a reflection of your Father. If you're struggling to really show love, be it in your workplace, be it in this church, wherever you're struggling to show love, he knows. But because he knows, that doesn't mean we say nothing about it and we do nothing about it. He is an approachable God, and he wants us to come to him, that by his Spirit, he would help us to overcome and to love as he loves. This is the word of the Lord. So, do you want everyone want to stand? It's no pressure. I'm not forcing anyone. Just let the Holy Spirit do what the Holy Spirit tells you to do. I'm just saying, if you, for anything, if you need prayer, if you're going through any pain, if you're struggling with loving, really loving someone, I'm not talking about you're going to love someone because they are kind to you. I'm talking about despite if they're kind to you, if they're not kind to you, that you would always show kindness to them. And you would always show love to them. If your heart is aching through past hurts, come for prayer. Don't just stand back and say, God knows, but you are not coming to him. God wants us to be here for each other, to encourage each other, pray for one another and stand with each other, united by the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. We need to step out. We really need to step out. This beginning of this year hasn't really been good start for me, but you know what? Jesus has been with me every step of the way. I've had news which really was prompting me to step back and just wallow in what I was going through, even to the point that I was not going to come and deliver this message. I was going to tell Clive, no, I can't do it. But God God said to me that he is with me every step of the way. My health, my finances, he's taking care of that. Surrender to me. Make the choice. Take that step forward in action and do my will. And that helped me to overcome that prompting to step away and wallow in what I was going through. Father God, I sincerely thank you. I love you. And I honor you for all that you have done for me and all that you are going to continue to do. Father God, I thank you for this church. I thank you for my brothers and sisters in Christ. And I pray, Father God, that you would strengthen each and every one of us, Lord, that we would come to you, Father God, with everything, that we wouldn't keep anything hidden from you, Father God, that we would pour out our hearts to you, Father God, so that you can come and you can bring restoration in our hearts, Father God, that you would fill us with your love, that we can in return show love everywhere we go. Lord, I am so thankful that I am part of your body, that we all are a part of your body. And I pray for your divine protection to be round and about each and every one of us. And I'm believing in you, Lord, that your word has penetrated our hearts. And there will be action. There will be action. We're not going to be ashamed, but we're going to come to you. We're going to come to you, and we're going to receive all that you have for us. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. Thank you, church. Thank you. Thank you. Bless you. We're going to continue to worship.